Hello folks, I am Vincent, this is Nerd One, and today we're talking about Power Rangers, once and always. So sit down, buckle up, it's morphin' time. So here it is, the Power Rangers 30th anniversary. The once and always. And I finally got a chance to get around to it and see it, and I liked it. I thought it was good. It was chock full of nostalgia and kind of gave some answers to things that maybe some people were wondering throughout the years. I mean, we kind of get to see the return of some of the original cast, some of the, newer original cast. And, the return of a villain's familiar face, even though it's in kind of robot form. So, the whole thing behind the Power Rangers 30th anniversary is that Rita has come back, and she is trying to create a portal, or a time split, to, let her younger self know about everything that's going on, in the past 30 years. From the previews, it looked like, she was a robot, maybe built by the Machine Empire, infused with Rita's memories and personality, but as the special goes on, we find out, no, not at all, not really. And we find out that it is indeed the spirit of Rita who basically possessed the body of Alpha. So not a bad way to bring back a villain. But the only problem, though, is that when it was Power Rangers in Space, and it was kind of the series where I kind of started, bowing out, we saw Rita and Zed kind of, get purified. We saw them get kind of rid of their evil essence, because Dark Spectre was destroyed. So the hold over them was basically just what was still inside them. And when Andros sacrificed, Zordon, when Zordon basically said, make the blow, take the shot, he purified, really, Rita, Zed, really anyone who was, twisted and tortured into becoming who they were by, Dark Spectre. And if they were created by Dark Spectre, they were just kind of just disintegrated back to dust. Remember, thou art dust, and unto dust ye shall return. Goldar. Who has also come back, apparently, since. And won the newer series. But, we get to see the return of a lot of familiar faces. They brought back Billy, Zach. They brought back Kat, Rocky. And, they brought in a new face, Mean. And they kind of gave a send-off to Trini. Because, as most Power Rangers fans know, Tui Trang had passed away in 2001 in a car crash. So they gave her character kind of a send-off. But also, after this production had wrapped, was when David Frank had died. So he didn't get the same kind of send-off that Tui got, but in the end, before the credits, they give kind of a nice little shout out to both of them, since both have passed away. But like I said, some things got answered in this as well. We see that Billy has come back to Earth. Apparently, he's kind of back and forth between Earth and Aquitar after he left for Aquitar in Zeo. But in real life, he kind of left the production due to harassment. Zach went to Congress. Yeah. Because he went to the World Youth Summit, I believe is what it was. How they kind of sent off his character. Kat and Tommy apparently got married and had a kid. Did not know that. I seen some of the specials with J.C. David Frank in it. And apparently one of them, they announced he had a kid. and apparently the kid was with Kat. So, hey, congrats to them. Rocky became a firefighter, so that's awesome. So, it's interesting to see kind of where the lives of Power Rangers go, like, after they stop being Rangers, or maybe the powers are destroyed, or whatever happens to them. Which kind of leads me to another point. From last I understood, the Dino powers were destroyed. And, you know, along with them, the Dinozords. And from what I can remember, I mean, it has been 29, 30 years. I kind of thought the remnants of the Dinozords became the Thunderzords, which were full out destroyed. I think by Rito, I think. Don't quote me on it. It's been a while. But anywho, the only thing I can think about is through some research, I found out that the morphing grid was repaired by Alpha 6 or 7. I forget which one. So I'm wondering if that's how the Dino powers got restored. And hence, like, all powers that have been destroyed or something of the sort. I mean, I'm kind of going with that on how the Dino powers still exist. Or exist again. For the Zords, I'm assuming just through, you know, Billy's Cranstick technologies that the Zords got rebuilt. That's what I'm assuming. That's how they're, you know, alive and well, but with, like, a different cockpit. But we get to see, for, you know, a very, very rare occasion, the Power Ranger storming Rita's moon base. Which, you know, I always had the thought of, like, instead of waiting for her to attack, why not go to her? Why not, you know, take down the base? Yeah, she's ultra powerful, but there's six of you. You know, one of her and some henchmen. Henchmen are pretty much useless anyways. I mean, Goldar was a, you know, to be reckoned with, but the other were just kind of there for comedy purposes, I think. And Finster, who, you know, built the monsters. But one thing they did as well is they had a sequence called the Bandora Protocol, which basically activated all Rangers across the Earth. And when the Earth is being attacked, you know, and overwhelmed. The Bandora Protocol. Bandora is kind of a callback to the Super Sentai days. I forget what it is. I've seen some of the Super Sentai series, but I forget what it's all about, but I know it comes from there. We got kind of a little head nod to Bulk and Skull, who apparently now run their own food business, looking like a restaurant or of some sort. So that's kind of nice to see. Ernie's Juice Bar is alive and well in good hands. One downside for me in this whole thing was Min. I mean, I understand bringing in someone to be the Yellow Ranger, having her be the daughter of the original Yellow Ranger was kind of solid. But it just, her acting seemed a little cheesy, even for Power Rangers. Because, yes, I know it is people in spandex wearing helmets fighting, you know, people in gray spandex who are, you know, supposed to be made of clay. I get that. But it seemed like it was a little over the top. Like, her, you know, it's been 1 year, you know, since her mom died, you know, training sequence, which is, like, overly cheesy. I mean, it got better. She got better as, you know, the special went on. But just up front, it was just that, wow. Kind of shaking a little bit. One, you know, extra highlight of it was, you know, at the end, you know, when they're doing the tribute to Tui Trang and JC David Frank, they kind of replay the, well, I forget which season, because it's Tommy with long hair. So I think it's during the Lord Zedd era, where, you know, we still had the original cast together of, you know, Jason, Trini, Zach, Billy, and Tommy, and Kimberly. It was a song that they played, basically just kind of going down the road of life. And it was touching, because it was nice to see the whole original cast back together, you know, again. Even though we didn't get to see all the familiar faces, things didn't work out to get all the original Power Rangers back. You know, life happens sometimes. But it was nice to see that kind of little ending of it. But one thing I gotta say, though, one thing that really impressed me was Walter Jones, who plays Zach, and David Yost, who plays Billy. After the initial fight where Trini is killed, those two guys, I felt, really brought their A game when they're trying to decide on how to tell Trini's daughter about what happened. Because dealing with a death is always tough. And just, I don't know what it was. It was just felt like, for that scene, you know, when they're standing in, I think it was the kitchen or the front room or something of Trini's house, you know, deciding how they tell Trini's daughter, what they tell Trini's daughter, that, you know, a space witch, you know, killed her mom. You know, it really felt like it brought some sense of reality to the Power Rangers. I mean, still, yes, it's people in spandex, you know, fighting rubber monsters and all that. I get that, but I just want to say the acting was good, you know, in that section. I mean, all in all, this is still a Power Rangers episode, and I enjoyed it. It brought back a lot of nostalgia. It had a lot of Easter eggs, like for Adam and Aisha, you know, being part of SPA, which is the predecessor to the Power Rangers SPD, fighting the other thing is the Trubian Empire, which is the main big bad of Power Rangers SPD. Seeing the command center again, but kind of seeing, I guess, it's below Cranston Industries. So it was a good see. It was a good thing to see, you know, all this kind of come together, and lots of Easter eggs in there. Nice to see some familiar faces in there. So, you know what? I may watch it again. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent, and this is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We're on Instagram, on Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow that nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, and have a wonderful day.